हरिः ओम् सदाशिवसमारम्भां शङ्कराचार्यमध्यमाम् अस्मदाचार्यपर्यन्तां वन्दे गुरुपरम्परां सद्गुरुचरणारविन्दाभ्यां नमः. ब्रह्मसूत्र चाप्टर् 2 अविरोध अध्यायः पादा 2 रचना अनुपपत्त्यधिकरणं रचना अनुपपत्तेश्च न अनुमानं प्रवृत्तेश्च पयोम्बुवच्चेत् तत्रापि व्यतिरेक अनवस्थितेः च अनपेक्षत्वात् अन्यत्र भावाच्च न तृणादिवत् अभ्युपगमेऽपि अर्थाभावात् पुरुषास्मवत् इति चेत् तथापि अङ्गित्व अनुपपत्तेश्च अन्यथा अनुमितौ च न्यशक्तिवियोगात् विप्रतिषेधाच्च असमञ्जसं महद्दीर्घाधिकरणं महद्दीर्घवद्वा ह्रस्वपरिमण्डलाभ्यां परमाणुजगत् अकारणत्व अधिकरणम् उभयथापि न कर्म अतः तदभावः समवाय अभ्युपगमाच्च साम्यात् अनवस्थितेः नित्यमेव च भावात् रूपादिमत्वाच्च विपर्ययः दर्शनात् उभयता च दोषात् अपरिग्रहाच्च अत्यन्तम् अनपेक्षा समुदायाधिकरणं समुदाय उभय हेतुको हेतुकेऽपि तदप्राप्तिः इतर इतर प्रत्ययत्वात् इति चेत् न उत्पत्तिमात्रनिमित्तत्वात् उत्तरोत्पादे च पूर्वनिरोधात् असति प्रतिज्ञोपरोधः योगपद्यम् अन्यथा प्रतिसङ्ख्या प्रतिसङ्ख्यानिरोधाप्राप्तिः अविच्छेदात् उभयता च दोषात् आकाशे च अविशेषात् अनुस्मृतेश्च नासतः अदृष्टत्वात् उदासीनानाम् अपि च एवं सिद्धिः अभावाधिकरणं नाभाव उपलब्धेः वैधर्म्याच्च न स्वप्नादिवत् न भावः अनुपलब्धेः क्षणिकत्वाच्च सर्वथा अनुपपत्तेश्च एकस्मिन् न सम्भवाधिकरणं नैकस्मिन् असम्भवात् एवञ्च आत्माकात्तृत्वं न च पर्यादापि अविरोधः पर्यायादपि अविरोधः विकारादिभ्यः अन्त्यावस्थितेः च उभयनित्यत्वादविशेषः पथ्यधिकरणं पत्युः असामञ्जस्यात् This is the 37th sutra of the second pada of second chapter, 208th running Brahma Sutra. So with the previous adhikaranam, called the Ekasmin Sambhavadhikaranam, the Jaina Matha Nirakarana is over. And now we are entering into the next adhikarana. And I hope you remember the definition of adhikaranam, or what the topic is. Adhikaranam is a topic. विषयो विषयश्चैव पूर्वपक्षस्ततोत्तरं सङ्गतिश्चैव पञ्चाङ्गं शास्त्रे अधिकरणं स्मृतम् आल् दीस् फैव् फ़्याक्टर्स् सो एव्रि चाप्टर् वि आर् डिस्कसिङ्ग् अलाङ्ग् दि लैन्स् आफ़् द डेफिनेशन् आफ़् अधिकरणं अण्ड् दि इन्ट्रोडक्षन् टु ब्रह्मसूत्र वि हव् सीन् दिस् एलाबरेट्लि सो बेटर् टु रेफ़्रेश् वन्स् इन् वायल् सो टोटलि देर् आर् 192 अधिकरणम्स् आर् टापिक्स् इन् ब्रह्मसूत्र अण्ड् 555 ब्रह्मसूत्रास् And this adhikaranam is called Patyadhikaranam based on the first word of the first sutra, Patyuhu. And this adhikaranam has 5 sutras. And first we will see a general introduction to the adhikaranam or this topic. And the topic here is with respect to Nimitta Karanam, the instrumental cause of the world. So throughout Brahma Sutra, generally, we have been focusing on the upadana karanam of the world, namely the material cause of the world. In fact, the very definition of Brahman given in the second sutra of Brahma Sutra, which we saw already, janmadyasyayataha, Brahman is the very upadana karanam of creation. That is, Brahman is the very material cause of the universe. And in this pada, in this section of the second chapter, Vyasacharya wants to show the differences of other darshanas from Vedanta and to show that he has primarily taken up the upadana karanam of the world alone as the topic, as defined by the other darshanas, Sankhya darshana, Yoga darshana, Nyaya darshana, all that. And because the material cause is the crucial topic which differentiates one darshanam from the other, therefore we take that topic for discussion. And because the distinctions can be very clearly shown in that particular topic. And the uniqueness of Vedanta is what? It is the most unique darshanam in which material cause is the very consciousness itself. It is non-matter. Non-matter is the material cause of the material universe, which is an extremely difficult matter to swallow. Non-matter is the material cause of the material universe, which is a unique concept, which is very difficult to swallow. And Gaudapada Acharya takes a lot of time to analyze this in the Alada Shanti Prakarana, in the Karika. And he says the consciousness in motion is matter. There is no matter at all. This is most unique aspect of Vedanta, whereas in all other darshanams, the material cause is the matter alone. So that section of Mandukya Karika is very interesting of Gaudapada Acharya. We have already done this, so you can refer to Mandukya lectures. So the jada, the inert material is the karanam of the jada prapancha. Therefore, Vedanta is called Chetana Karana Vadaha. And if you take Sankhya Yoga system of philosophy, Achetana Prakriti or Pradhanam is the material cause. Achetana Prakriti is the karanam. And the Nyaya Vaisheshikas, they say Achetana Paramanu is the karanam for creation. All are inert material. And the Purva Mimamsa has no problem at all. They never talk about the utpatti of creation at all. They do not accept creation. They think world is as it is. And if you take the Buddhist branch, they say Achetana Paramanu is the karanam. Achetanam is the karanam or material cause of the universe. And Jainism also talks of Achetana Paramanu is the material cause of creation. So Vyasacharya has shown how different is the material cause of the universe from darshanam to darshanam. Now Vyasacharya takes the case how Vedanta is different from the point of view of nimitta karanam, instrumental cause, not material cause. Nastika darshanam will not come into this picture at all. They do not believe in God. But Astika darshanas, they have a theological Lord. They have a nimitta karanam, which is unique. All the Astika darshanas have. Nastika darshanas don't believe in God. They follow this. Astika darshanas, these people, they follow agamas and not Vedas. And they are the people whom we are going to talk in this lecture and the next lecture. Agama is a set of literature different from Vedas. Generally, these agamas are followed by Shaivites and Vaishnavites and other people. Here, the Nimitta Karanam is considered from the Shaiva agama people. From that angle, we are seeing it today. And Vaishnava agamas will be discussed in the next sutra. So the Nimitta Karana Ishvara of Sankhya, Nyaya, Vaisheshika or Maheshwara, that is discussed here. And Sankhya is not supposed to have Ishvara at all, that we have already seen. It seems there is another type of Sankhya and they have God as Ishvara. So they are called Hiranyagarbhavadinaha, those Sankhyas. Otherwise called, you know, Seshwara. Seshwara means Ishvara Sankhya, that those people who accept Ishvara. I take only the necessary points. We are not going into any details. I'm just only telling you, even among the Sankhya people, there are divisions. So the Lord, the Nimitta Karana Ishvara, that is the instrumental caste, the Ishvara, in Shaiva Agama is called Pashupatihi. In the Shaivite system, it is called Pashupatihi. Otherwise, it is shortened as Patihi. Pashupatihi is shortened as Patihi. And all Jivas are called Pashavaha, Pashus. So we are all Pashus. And the Lord is called Patihi. And Samsara is called Pasham. Therefore, the world the word pati refers to the nimitta karana ishvara of all these five darshanas. And Vyasacharya negates this nimitta karana ishvara. So what is the theological God? In Vedanta also we accept nimitta karana ishvara. Therefore, when you dismiss nimitta karana ishvara, then Vedanta ishvara also will be in trouble. So nimitta karana ishvara, Vedanta and other systems have to be dealt with separately. Nimitta karana ishvara, Vedanta is upadana karanam also. In all other systems, nimitta karanam is only nimitta karanam, instrumental cause alone. He is not mere nimitta karanam, but enjoying the status of upadana karanam also in Vedanta alone. So the theological God of all other darshanas are mere instrumental cause only and not material cause upadana karanam, and they are all called kevala nimitta karanam. Only nimitta karanam, instrumental cause alone. And it is theological God. And our nimitta karanam, Vedantins nimitta karanam, is combined with upadana status also, material cause also. This is called tatastha ishvaraha. We have given a name here, tatastha ishvaraha. Tatastha ishvaraha means remaining separate from the raw material. Carpenter is different from wood. Wood is upadana karanam, material cause. And carpenter is the nimitta karanam, kevala nimitta karanam. He is not material cause. He handles the wood and develops the furniture. Intelligent cause will be separate, material cause will be separate. And both will work together to create the universe according to them. God produces an universe using the matter and the intelligent cause, both together. And such a theory has logical fallacies and is not acceptable to Vedanta. So it will have lot of logical and practical problems also. This is the discussion of this Adhikarana. I just wanted to introduce this Adhikarana, the topic of this Adhikarana. That is why we went into these small details. Initially, Tatastha Ishwaraha is okay. But later, we have to take it differently. Here, Vyasacharya refutes Maheshwara Matam, in which Lord Shiva is the ultimate cause and reality. So that is Vyasacharya's motive here. He negates the Maheshwara Matam. And this Matam has four subdivisions because of the internal divisions in that Matam. They are called Pashupatas, Shaivas, and Kapalikas, and the Karunika Siddhanta Matam. All these four. And all the four put together is called Maheshwara Matam. That is Pashupatas, Shaivites, Kapalikas, and Karunikas. And I will call it all together as Shaiva Matam. Here, Lord Shiva is the ultimate cause and reality. And in this Matam, in the Shaiva Matam. And are we Shaivites or Vaishnavites? When such a question is asked, we do not give the answer. And what do? We are Vedantins. We ask a counter question. If it is Saguna Shiva, it is not ultimate reality. And if it is Nirguna Shiva, then we are ready to claim ourselves as Shaivites, which is same as Nirguna Brahman. Similarly, we do not accept Saguna Vishnu also. And if it is Nirguna Vishnu, we are willing to claim as Vaishnavites also, because Nirguna Vishnu is Nirguna Brahman. So if you ask Nirguna Shiva is ultimate or Nirguna Vishnu is ultimate, then I will say that both are one and the same from the Nirguna point of view. So both Vishnu and Shiva are Nirguna Brahman alone from the drishti of Vedantya. We talk about Nirguna Brahman, which can manifest as Vishnu or Shiva or Ambika or Ganapati or any Lord. And one Nirguna Brahman appears as Vishnu or Shiva from Vyavaharika level. And at Paramatma level, we are beyond all of them. Maheshwara Matam calls Shiva as the ultimate reality. We ask Shiva is Nimitta Karanam or Upadana Karanam or both to them. And they say Shiva is Nimitta Karanam, instrumental cause. And we also say Shiva is Nimitta Karanam. And they say Shiva is Kevala. Kevala means only Nimitta Karanam, only instrumental cause alone. How do you establish Nimitta Karanam through shruti or yukti pramanam is the question. How do you establish instrumental caste of this Lord through shruti, the Vedas, or yukti, logic? Suppose they say it is through shruti, through the Vedas. And then we will ask the question to them, why do you say Lord is nimitta karana and instrumental caste alone? Because Lord is upadana karanam also according to shruti and according to Vedanta. It is said everywhere in the Upanishads. Through the spider example, very popular example, in the Mundaka Upanishad, we saw this. Very clearly said that Lord is the upadana karanam. Yator nana bisrijate grinnate cha. Yata prithivyam votadayaha sambhavanti. Yata sataha purushat keshalo mani. Tataksharat sambhavatiha vishwam. The first Mundaka. And again in Taittiriya Upanishad, the Lord thought, let me myself multiply into manifold world without bringing any outside material. Bahusyam praja yeyeti satapotapyata satapastaptva idagum sarvam asrijata. Why do you accept the partial shruti and why not you accept Ishvara as both nimitta karanam and upadana karanam is our question to the people following the Maheshramatam. And for that, what they say? They say, I accept Ishvara as nimitta karanam, not per Vedas, not per Shruti. They don't want to bring in Shruti at all to say that Ishvara is nimitta karanam. And they say, my nimitta karanam Ishvara is not proved through Shruti and it is proved through Yukti. It is Yukti Siddha Nimitta Karana Matra Ishvara. A Lord who is only Nimitta Karanam proved only through logic. That is the Maheshwara Matam. And this Ishvara, what do they call? They call by the name Patihi, Pashupatihi. So this Adhikaranam is called Pati Adhikaranam because we refute Pati in this Adhikaranam. So it is called Pati Adhikaranam. And Shankaracharya says, this concept is not unique to Maheshwara Matam only, and it is seen in other matams also. And therefore, by refuting Maheshwara Matam, we refute Yoga Matam, Vaisheshika Matam, and all those also. And this Ishvara is known by a specific name in Vedanta, and that is Tatastha. That is, you know, Tatastha Lakshanam and Swarupa Lakshanam and all we have seen. Incidental versus intrinsic and all that. Property, Swarupa, Ishvara. Now we will come to the general analysis of the first sutra. Here, Vyasacharya says, we cannot say Ishvara is mere intelligent caste alone because there will be too many logical incongruities. It cannot be avoided if you say Lord is only Nimitta Karanam intelligent cause. And Vyasacharya does not say what those problems are. He just leaves with the statement in the sutra. Whereas Shankaracharya has done the homework and presented in his Bhashya, in his commentary. And when did we establish Lord through logic? When did we establish Lord through logic? We have discussed this elaborately before. Actually, I will give you just only refresh you with the reference. Shankaracharya indicated the problem in the Janmadhikaranam of chapter 1, first pada, Janmadhya Setaha, through that sutra, second sutra of the first pada, first chapter. According to Advaitin, Lord can never be established logically. Lord can never be established logically. We discussed the topic not in the second sutra about this particular thing. I have deliberately discussed in the third sutra, Shastra Yonitvat. It's called Shastra Yoni Adhikaranam. And the sutra is Shastra Yonitvat. Logicians have established God in three stages. And we established all three stages are fallacious when we discussed in that Adhikaranam. They are not acceptable to us. And so Lord cannot be established logically. We cannot invoke logic. However great a tarkika I may be, I can never establish God through logic. And Advaitins say only by using Shastra and using logic to understand the Shastra, you can arrive at God. And this is Advaitins' contention. This we have been telling many times. We have even discussions also, I have brought this point up. In addition to the reasoning given in that sutra, of the first chapter, first pada, Shankaracharya gives two more points in this sutra. That is the reason why I refer to that sutra. And the first one is a major argument he gives, which we have seen in the above adhikarana. And the first one is called Vaishamyam Nairgrhanya Doshaha, partiality dosha. If you say Lord is creator, it's called Vaishamya Nairgrhanya Dosha. If you say Lord is a creator, he will be partial because he creates the world with differences. So he will be a partial God. He creates the world with lot of differences. Some are healthy people, some are sick people, some have good percentage, some have bad percentage, some have this and that. And for that, what is the answer he gives, the Maheshwaratham people? His answer is, if God is to decide different types of janmas for different people, and God is not partial because janma is based on what? Punya papas. So God is Nimitta Karana Ishwara, and people suffer because of punyam and papa. That is the contention. Then we ask him, what is the proof of punya and papam? Yeah, they are saying by yukti, logic. They have not invoked Shastra. So we ask them, what is the proof for punyam and papam? Punya papa can never be logically proved at all. And they are called adrishtam, invisible, not perceptible. And adrishtam indicates it cannot be proved scientifically. It is adrishtam. Punya papam is apaurushaya vishaya. And we cannot discuss about it unless we have faith in Shastras. If this Maheshwaravadi claims Ishwara does not have partiality, and if birth is based on punyam and papam, then how can the punya papa be proved scientifically? Because their matam is based on yukti. We can talk about possibilities, and possibility is not a proof. Purva janma can be said, but cannot be said to be proof. Sukshma shariram is not scientifically provable. We can see the sthula shariram, grass body. We cannot see mind, the indriyas, all those things cannot be seen. When you see the eyes, you are seeing only the grass body, eye called golakam. But the power behind the sight, seeing, is called indriyam. That is the sukshma shariram which you cannot see. What is mind? We do not know anything about it. It has been scientifically proved as to what is the mind. It has not been proved at all. Science accepts physical or grass shariram, grass body, and science does not accept sukshma shariram, karana shariram, and even atma, because none of them can be proved scientifically. Then how will you accept purva janma logically? And when it is not proved, how will you accept punyam and papam? Suppose the Maheshwaravadi says, I come to know punya papam through Shastra. If he says that means what? God creates the world based on punya papam, and that God is Nimitta Karana. That's what their argument should be then. And what we will say to them, to prove punya papa, you accept Shastra Pramana, and then why not accept the same reasoning that God is Nimitta Karanam and Upadharana Karanam as given by the Shastras? Why you want to negate the Shastra for that reason? When you want to accept Punya Papa from Shastram, why you want to negate the role of God both as Nimitta Karanam and Upadharana Karanam as given in the Shastras? Vaishamyam means partiality. Nairgrhanyam means cruelty, non-compassionate. So this is called Vaishamyam Nairgrhanya Doshaha. That's what I mentioned, that name earlier. So you are accepting a partial God for Nimitta Karanam, and you don't accept Shastram for Upadana Karanam. And the second fallacy Shankaracharya mentions is, based on Nyaya Shastra, it says Pravartana Doshaha, or evils in Jiva, can be established through activity. Pravritti is activity. Any activity is in the form of pravritti or nivritti, going after or going away from anything. This means it is based on raga and dvesha. If you like something, you go after it. If you don't like something, you get away from that. You go after because of raga, attachment. And you go away because of dvesha, because of hatred. And if you say every activity is raga, dvesha, dosha, the creation of world is also an activity. And therefore, God also must have raga, dvesha, dosha. Yes, creation is an activity. Suppose he says, scriptures say, God is dosha rahitaha. There is no dosha for God at all. Then what we will say? No doubt, God is dosha rahitaha. And so you also accept God is nimitta karanam and upadana karanam also, because you are quoting scriptures and the same scriptures say God is both nimitta karanam and upadana karanam, as we saw the spider example in Mundaka Upanishad. This is the second fallacy in logically establishing nimitta karana ishvara, the karan, the Lord as the nimitta karanam, instrumental cause alone. And the third argument given by Shankaracharya is against the Sankhya Yoga philosophy. They define Ishvara is free from all the doshas. According to them, Ishvara is free from all the doshas. He does not have various problems like raga and dvesha because of what only? Karma nasti, and Ishvara does not have any karma. No raga, dvesha, no karma. So karma is based on raga and dvesha alone. That is why Ishvara does not have punya papa phalam. And karma phalam, no karmas. Wherever karma phala experience comes, sukham and dukkham should come. Bhagavan is free from karma phalam, means punya and papa and sukha and dukkha also he will not have. If this is the Ishvara, that Ishvara must be absolutely udasinaha. We had a sutra also on this. Udasinaha should be totally indifferent in creation. He cannot be partial. Ishvara should be passive. Karma is not there because udasinaha, karma is not there, raga dvesha is not there. How can udasina Ishvara create the world? Suppose you take Bhagavad Gita also. What is said there? The Lord says, I create the world without doing any action. Chaturvarnyamaya srittam guna karma vibhagasaham tasya kartaram apimam Viddhi akartaram avyayam. Viddhi akartaram. Even though I do all tasya kartaram api. Maam viddhi akartaram. In Shastra, we say Bhagavan is both nimitta karanam and upadana karanam. And according to your definition, God does not have ragadvesham, karmapalam and all that. All those. And if you go by nayayikamadam, that is nyayamatam, nyayavadins, Bhagavan will have ragadvesham. And if you generally define God as creator, then God will be a sadistic Ishvara. Depending on his own whims and fancies, he will create the world. Never play with God or proof of God without bringing into the Shastra. Without bringing Shastra, we can never understand God. This is the general analysis of this sutra. Now we'll have to go to the word analysis. Patyuhu and asamanjasyat are the two words in this sutra. Patyuhu, asamanjasyat. Patyuhu means status. Status of merely being the intelligent cause is not acceptable. We have to supply. Patyuhu, status of merely being the instrumental cause is not acceptable. Kevala nimitta karanatvam na sambhavati. Asamanjasyat, because of the fallacy, the logical defect. That is a sutra. So status of being merely an intelligent cause is not acceptable because of the fallacy, the logical defect. This is the running meaning of this sutra. Now we will see the significance of each of the words. Patyuhu means patihi, the god. So Shaiva Matam uses patihi, pashu and pasham. I told you pati, pashu and pasham. And pati here refers to the technical patihi, Yukti Siddha Kevala Nimikta Ishvara, because they are bringing Yukti, logic, not they are not bringing Shruti. So this is technical word. This Patihi refers to Yukti Siddha Kevala Nimitta Ishvara, merely being intelligent cause alone. Patihi Na Sambhavati is unacceptable. That is what Vyasacharya contends, that is not acceptable to us. Therefore, all those religions where we say God sits in some place in heaven or somewhere and go on creating the world is okay when we have childish mind. We can tell those as stories to children who are not involved and not when we are intelligent and informed. So before long, all such ideas will not be acceptable to a thinking person, that God sitting in some place going on creating and all that. By suppressing the intellect, you can create a personal God, and the personal God located somewhere that is illogical. It can be pratibhasikam, like dream and all that thing will be unreal only and not even vyavaharikam. Now we will go to the next sutra. Same adhikaranam, patyadhikaranam. Second sutra, sambandha anupapattyescha. Sambandha anupapattyescha. 38th sutra, second pada, second chapter, 209th running Brahma Sutra. We will do the general analysis. Another defect in this Maheshwara Madam is pointed out here. He says, we can accept carpenter being an intelligent caste and wood being the material caste. Carpenter can contact the wood and carve out a beautiful furniture or whatever it is. If God is an intelligent caste like this, like the carpenter, tell me what is the material cause for him. Carpenter had wood. What was the material God had if he had to be a person intelligent cause like the carpenter? And different madams say different material as the cause. The Nyaya Matam, they says Paramanu is the material cause that we already saw. And Sankhya says Pradhanam is the material cause, Prakriti. And all of them, they say the material cause is niravayava, partless paramanu, no avayavas, also partless pradhana. And it is apratyaksham, it's not available for sense organs, for perception. And this is the material out of which God has to shape the world according to those philosophies. It is only anumeyam, so it's the inferred thing. And this Bhagavan has to shape a Bhagavan who does not have a mind, one who is organless, intangible, and imperceptible, such a Bhagavan has to shape such a world. How can the bodiless Nimitta Karanam and intangible Upadana Karanam make the world? Carpenter example is understandable. And Ishvara does not have the body. Therefore, you cannot talk about the contact between the Nimitta Karana Ishvara intelligent caste and your raw material Prakriti or Paramanu, unlike carpenter in contact with the wood. Whether you say Prakriti is raw material or Paramanu is raw material, the bodiless Bhagavan cannot create the world. Suppose you say the scripture talks about the possibility of contact. If you quote scriptures for the contact, then I would say the very same pictures, the scriptures say Bhagavan is Upadhana Karanam also. Why don't you accept that? Therefore, you should accept, you cannot be partial in acceptance. But Nimitta Upadhana Karana, they cannot talk about Samyoga Sambandha is not possible. We have seen the Samyoga Sambandha contact. It's not possible because Brahman has no parts. Samavaya Sambandha is not possible. I also mentioned the Samavaya. In the Samavaya, we had discussion on this. So he gives a list of so many items, five items. Of course, all those details, I'm not going to go into that now because they are out of the scope, outside the scope of this lecture. So therefore, Ishvara and Pradhanam or Paramanu cannot have any contact. Now let us go for the word analysis. Unless they have a contact, you cannot create. First, let us see the running meaning. The word cha, cha means again, moreover. Sambandha anupapattehe. Because of the impossibility of any contact, impossibility anupapattehe, contact sambandha, or relationship sambandha between nimitta karanam, instrumental cause, and upadana karanam, that we have to supply. God cannot be the intelligent cause, that also we have to supply. This is the running meaning. Because of the impossibility of any contact or relationship between Nimitta Karana Ishvara and Upadana Karanam, God cannot be the intelligent cause. This is a running meaning. Now let us see the significance of the words. சம்பந்த அனுபபத்திஹி, காண்டாக்ட் இஸ் இம்பாசிபிள் டு ஹாவ் காண்டாக்ட் பிட்வீன் நிமித்த காரணம் அண்ட் உபாதான காரணம். இன் வேதாந்தா நோ காண்டாக்ட் இஸ் நீடட். இன் யுவர் சிஸ்டம் யூ நீட் அ காண்டாக்ட், பட் இன் வேதாந்தா நோ காண்டாக்ட் இஸ் நீடட் பிகாஸ் நிமித்த காரணம் அண்ட் உபாதான காரணம் ஆர் ஒன் அண்ட் த சேம் பிரம்மன் அலோன். சோ தெர் இஸ் நோ நீட் ஃபார் அ காண்டாக்ட் அட் ஆல். So hence your Maheshwara Matham, God cannot be intelligent, God is intelligent cause cannot be accepted by us. Let us go to the next sutra. Adhishtana Anupapattescha, Adhishtana Anupapattescha, 39th sutra of second pada of second chapter, 210th running Brahma Sutra. Let us do the general analysis of this sutra. And Shankaracharya gives two meanings to this sutra. And the first meaning he gives in this sutra, and the second meaning he brings out in the next sutra. And of the two meanings, first is easier to communicate and understand. The second meaning is given in the 40th sutra, there is a next sutra. And once you postulate an intelligent God as intelligent cause of creation, as carpenter or goldsmith, then you have to extend the concept of God accordingly. Once you postulate an intelligent cause, then you have to extend the concept of God accordingly. You cannot apply the God, that logic partially. First thing is what? I find in carpenter a body. Carpenter has a body. Shariram is required for the intelligent cause to be the nimitta karanam, the intelligent cause. And it should have the body and the various indriyams, various equipments. Using the shariram and instruments, he carves out the product out of the wood, the material cast, out of gold, the various ornaments. In the same way, you have to accept the body to your personal God also. So they put all the pictures of say, various gods. Suppose they accept that there is a body for the God, then they will have some problem, which we are going to see in the next sutra. God cannot have a body, but according to you, God should have a body, and that is impossible. To have a body, again, you require raw material. Pancha bhutas are required, which have not so far been created. God has not created anything yet, according to you. Pancha bhutas have to be created. And what type of body God can have? Not having a body is illogical. And if you talk of the body, then the next question comes as to where is the body located of the God and how the body is made up of. God's body is made up of what material? And where is that God located? Then the creator requires a place for creating the universe also. Any loka you talk about has to exist within space. But what is this fact now? God has not created the space yet. Space is going to come later after creation only. So if you talk about the personal God, the theological God, where is he located before creation and how can he have a body? Because panchabhutas are not there yet. The body is panchabhautikam. Without the body, how can he shape the raw material into the universe? And if you say the Bhagavan can do without anything, Bhagavan, he is Bhagavan, he can do without anything, then where is the pramana or proof for that? How do you establish the body for the Lord? There is no proof, no pramana for the God having the body. And suppose you say, Shastram says so. If you go to Shastram to lean on, then I will counter question you. I will ask you, if you say Bhagavan can create the body, then I would say Bhagavan can be Nimitta Karanam and also Upadana Karanam as well. If you are quoting Shastras, the same Shastra says that. This is the argument. Now we will give the word analysis. Cha. Cha means moreover. Adhishtana Anupapattehe. Two words. Adhishtana Anupapattehe. Because of impossibility, anupapattehe, because of impossibility of a physical support, adhishtanam. God cannot be merely the intelligent cause of creation that we have to supply. Because of impossibility of a physical support alone is there in the Sutra Adhishtana Anupatehe, God cannot be merely the intelligent cause of creation that we have to supply to complete that sutra. Now let us see the significance of the words. Adhishtana Anupatehe. Adhishtanam literally means support. And in this context, Shankaracharya takes the support as the sthula shariram, the gross body, for the intelligence to exist. Because intelligence cannot exist without a locus. Intelligence cannot exist without a locus. That support or adhishtanam is needed. And we have seen in Bhagavad Gita also 18th chapter. Adhishtanam tatha karta karanancha prithagvidham. Vividhascha prithak cheshta daivam chaivatra panchamam. The seat of action and likewise the agent who does the action and the instruments of various sorts, so many things, all these karanas, the many kinds of efforts, all of them, and the daivam factor, the daivam chaivat, daivam cham, all these things are put together, pancham, all these five factors are needed. Seat here means the physical body, the seat of action. Tell me, where is God's gross body, sthula shariram? That is the question we will ask them. You cannot say it is universe. You cannot say the body, the God is universe, because you say it is away from the body. Then where is the intelligence? Without sthula shariram or sukshma shariram, where is the intelligence? The physical body has got to be located somewhere. And these people are not able to say where is the body and where the body is located. Anupapattihi, this is illogicality. Because of the impossibility of the physical body for the Lord, you cannot talk about the personal God sitting somewhere and creating the universe. That is our argument. Now let us go to the next sutra. Karanavachet na bhogadibhyaha. Karanavachet na bhogadibhyaha. Patyeta Sutra, 211th running Brahma Sutra. First, let us do the general analysis of this sutra. So, in the previous sutra, we asked the question as to where will such God stay or be located? What will be the body of the Lord? Body of the Lord. And you cannot imagine intelligence without a body. And body is not possible without panchabhutas. You cannot imagine intelligence without a body. And the body is not possible without panchabhutas. The Purvapakshi says, body is possible and we postulate the body. Purvapakshi says what? Body is possible. And I postulate a body. In addition, I conclude Bhagavan is the personal God and is located outside the world. Purvapakshi contends. Bhagavan is the personal God located outside the world. We cannot assume such a body to the God, is his question. And Vyasacharya says, if you say so, there will be a problem also. Once you say that Bhagavan has the body, then that body will be the subject to what? Sukham and Dukkham. So all the Sukha, Dukkha, Anubhava body he should have. The Bhagavan should have, he has a body. Bhagavan will have experiences which are favorable and unfavorable both. Sukham and Dukkham means what? Vasanas. And the body is subject to modification. Vikaras, all changes. This is the main problem. Once you accept a body, a shariram to the Lord. And then comes the question, what is the body made up of? Body must be made up of the panchabhautikas, all the panchabhutas. If you say there is a body not made up of panchabhutas, then I will ask, what is the pramanam for your statement? How can you assume your body not made up of the panchabhutas? Give me the proof. For imagination, there is no limit at all. You can go on imagining. Suppose you say, Shastram says so, Bhagavan has got a special body. then I will argue the Shastram says the Lord is both Nimitta Karanam and Upadana Karanam also. God is not located anywhere, but he is in the form of the world itself. Material cause is never away from the effect. And God is there anywhere where things are. The next problem will be what? Where is the Shariram or locus of the Shariram? You will not be able to answer this at all. To mention the location, what is required? You need space. Akasha is required. And what is the problem? Akasha is not yet born before Srishti, creation. A personal embodied God located elsewhere before the creation of the world is full of logical loopholes. So don't go that route at all. Now let us see the word analysis. Karanavatu chetu na and bhogadibhyaha. These are the four words. Karanavatu chetu na and bhogadibhyaha are the four words in this sutra. And karanavati means God has got the body with organs, in all the instruments, karanavati. And this is the Purvapakshi's statement. Chet means if this is your contention, nah, it is not possible. It's not acceptable. Bhogadibhyaha, because God will be subject to experience of pleasure and pain. All those bhogas refers to all this experience of pleasure and pain. Bhogadi. Now let us see the significance of these words. Karanatvat means that which possesses organs. Karanas. It means Stula Shariram is the one that contains the Sukshma Shariram, all these organs. Then we have to complete the sentence. Ishwarasya Karanavat Shariram Asti. God with all organs is available. And the next word is Chet. If this is your contention, Chet, it is not acceptable and it is an irrational proposition. We should conclude by adding these words. And bhogadibhyaha means sukha, dukkha, anubhava, bhogaha. All this sukham and dukham, all those experiences. Adi means etc. So once sukham and dukham, all those anubhava they come, Ishvara will have what? If Ishvara also has sukham and dukham, he will have also vasanas. And with vasanas, ragadvesha will be there. And once ragadvesha comes, pravritti comes. And once pravritti comes, karma comes. When karma comes, karma palam will come. And all these things will be there for God also. And if you say Bhagavan also has samsara because of all this, then he will be what? Not Ishvara, but he will be an Ishvara. And we'll have to console that Ishvara also when God is in trouble. Therefore, do not imagine a personal God located outside the world. You can accept only when you suppress your intellect. So, Boga Adibhyaha. It's Panchami, Panchami Bhakti, Heto Panchami. And because of God's problems of Sukham and Dukham. If that is the case, these are all going to be again irrational. Let us go to the last sutra of this Adhikarana. Antavatvam Asarvajnata Va. Antavatvam Asarvajnata Va. 41st sutra, last sutra of this Adhikarana, Patyadhikaranam. 212th running Brahma Sutra. Then there will be further problems also. What is that? Let us do the general analysis of the sutra. So all the Tatastha Ishwaravadis, they talk about Bhagavan as separate entity, as the intelligent cause of creation, like carpenter or goldsmith. And they also talk of a raw material to create the world. And that raw material is the second entity. So first entity is the intelligent cause, carpenter. And second one is the raw material, the world, second entity, which is Upadana Karana. And Ishvara is Nimitta Karanam is one entity. And if he's a Sankhya Yoga philosopher, Upadana Karanam is Pradhana. And if he's a Nyaya Vaisheshika philosopher, he will take Paramanu as Upadana Karanam. That we have seen all that. And Shankaracharya takes Sankhya Yoga philosopher here. And so he takes Pradhanam as the material cause. So Ishvara is there and Pradhanam is there. Now this Ishvara is creating the world for whose purpose? certainly not for his own sukha dukkha anubhava. So Ishvara uses the pradhanam, the raw material, for the benefit of the jivas. Therefore, the third entity is what? The jivas. So now there are three entities. What are those three entities? Ishvara is number one. Raw material, pradhanam, Ishvara number one is the intelligent caste. The raw material, the pradhanam, that is the material caste, number two, second entity, pradhanam. It is modified into universe for the benefit of whom? The jivaha, that is the third entity. Therefore, Ishvara, pradhanam, and jivaha. Or Ishvara, Paramanu, and Jivaha. Even in Nyada Vaisheshika people. So three entities they have to accept, and each one is distinct, unlike Advaita. In Advaita, there is only one. There is no Triputi at all. They take three things as distinct. And of course, the Jivas themselves are Anantaha. Infinite number of Jivas are there. We won't get into that discussion right now. That we'll see later. So these are the three basic entities. And Vyasacharya, which are the three basic entities, Ishvara, the material, that is intelligent caste, material caste is Pradhanam or Paramanum, and Jiva. And Vyasacharya argues, if there are three entities, each one will be limited by the other necessarily. Because intelligent caste will be away from creation. Carpenter has to be away from the furniture. Where furniture is there, carpenter is not. And where carpenter is there, furniture is not. Therefore, Ishvara can never be anywhere here in the world. If Ishvara is material caste, the material caste will be inherent. If Ishvara is intelligent caste, he has to be away from this world. If Ishvara is the material caste, it will be inherent in the product, namely the creation. But remember, Ishvara is only the intelligent caste according to you, and therefore he cannot be inherent in the creation. And therefore Ishvara is not sarva vyapi. Just as carpenter is not furniture vyapi, goldsmith is not ornament vyapi. Since there are three tattvas, each one will limit the other. Therefore pradhanam is antavat, limited. Jiva will be limited. Ishvara also will be limited. And then you may ask, so what? If Ishvara is also limited, then what will happen? Then Ishvara also will be a samsari, subject to mortality, desha paricheda, it brings kala paricheda, spatial limitation. Desha paricheda means spatial limitation. It will necessarily bring time-wise limitation also. And Ishvara will be also subject to mortality. Therefore, he also has to pray daily like us. Asatoma sadgamaya. Ishvara has to pray. Tamasoma jyotirgamaya mrityorma amritam gamaya. Ishvara also has to pray. And even if for argument's sake, we take pradhanam and jivas are limited and Ishvara is unlimited. If you take for argument's sake, it's illogical. If you take it, then the problem will be what? There will be a day when pradhanam and all the jivas will be destroyed. They'll be gone. Why? Because of limitation. Anything that is limit has limitation will go away one day. Okay, if they go, what happens? So what? Let them all go. If you say, then what will happen? Ishvara alone has to survive. Jiva and Pradhanam will be gone. Then Shankaracharya asks the question, the Ishvara will be Ishvara. Ishvara means what? Ruler, controller, governor, administrator, all of them. If the Ishvara will be Ishvara of what? Of whom? Yes, all the world is gone. Jivas are gone. It is just like, for example, I am enjoying the status of teacher. Because of teacher root, because of what? Because of my students' grace. If students are gone from the class, I am no more a teacher. Similarly, if pradhanam and jiva disappear, pradhanam, the material caste, and the jivas, they disappear, Ishwaratvam will not be there for Ishvara, whom he can control, whom he can administer. This is the second dosha. And the next argument Vyasacharya gives is, to avoid this problem, you should say all the three are infinite. Don't say they are limited. All of them are infinite. Assume pradhanam also anantam, jivaha anantaha, Ishvara also api anantaha. If you want to say that, even though it is not logically possible, because if all three are there, each one will be limiting the other one, other two. So we will take it. So just for argument, if you want to take it, all of them are unlimited, infinite. So if all the three are infinite, Then the problem will be what? Shankaracharya says, Asarvajnata. Ishvara can never be omniscient. Sarvajnatvam of Ishvara will be gone. Why? To be omniscient, the object should fall within the range of Ishvara's knowledge. Any object of knowledge should fall within the range of Ishvara's knowledge. Paricheda is required. And if you say Pradhanam and Jiva are also infinite, that means they can never fall within the range of Ishvara's Jnanam. All of them are infinite. Because if they all fall within the range, means they will be limited. But you already say they are not limited. And since you say they are limitless, then Ishvara will lose his Sarvajnata status, omniscient status. If all the three are limited, there is a problem. If all the three are limitless, there is a problem. If one is limitless and the other two are limited, then also there is problem. So this is the argument. Now let us look quickly the word analysis. First, the running name. There are three words in the sutra. Antavatvam, Asarvajnata, and Va. Antavatvam means all the three will have limitation. That all the three will have, that we have to supply limitation. Va means or. Or. Asarvajnata. The God will have limitation in terms of knowledge. Limitation means in terms of knowledge. So if the things are limited, knowledge will be omniscient. And the things are limitless, knowledge will be opposite of omniscient. We can call it alpiscient, limited knowledge. So limitless knowledge and limitless things is not possible. This is the running meaning. Now we will see significance of the words. Antavatvam. Antavatvam means limitation. Limitation for whom? Limitation for the three things, which are the intelligent cause, material cause, and jivas. Three entities. For whom the two castes are functioning? The intelligent castes and material castes are functioning for whose sake? To produce the world for the sake of the jiva only. So we have to supply all the three will have antavatvam. Trayanam antavatvam syat. So when we say limitation, what type of limitation? The limitation will be both deshataha limitation and kalataha cha. Space-wise and time-wise. Remember, any second one will bring in the limitation. If there is a second thing, the first one will be limited by that. Wherever spatial limitation is there, the time-wise limitation also will be there. Therefore, antavatvam nama desha kala vastu parichedavatvam, which includes Ishvara also. Ishvara also will have the threefold limitations. Desha kala and vastu parichedavatvam. Then asarvajnata, so that means literally non-omniscience, which means again limited knowledge. For whom? For Ishvara. In which condition this limited knowledge, when it will come? In the previous word, we have said all the three are limited. But for argument's sake, if you say all the three are limitless, then there will be the problem of limited knowledge to Ishvara. And if all the three are limitless, Ishvara's knowledge will be limited, because within Ishvara's knowledge, the things will not fall, because they are infinite themselves. Because to fall within the range will be limiting an object. And therefore, if the things are limitless, then Ishvara's knowledge will be necessarily limited only. Then what will be the result? Ishvara will not be Ishvara. Because of these reasons, we conclude that Nimitta Karana Matra Ishvara Vada will have lot of loopholes. This Ishvara also, Dayana Swamiji calls, has a theological God. Most of the religious systems, except Vedanta, Dayana Swamiji calls them as theological systems. They all postulate a heaven, a supreme being in heaven, and Lord is sitting there. And therefore, whenever you have to address the Lord, what you should do? You have to look up, oh Lord. He's sitting in the heaven up. The very fact that you look up indicates that he is a located God. And therefore, all logical problems will come, spatial limitations, all that. In Advaita, where is God? As per Advaitins, Bhagavan is not anywhere. He is here and now. And he is not anywhere else. He is here and now. He is everywhere. He is never away from the creation. In fact, he is never away from you. Tat tvam asi. That is what Vedantins declare. So with this, we will conclude this adhikaranam and we will go to the next adhikaranam in the next class tomorrow. Yo vedadau swara prokto vedante cha pratishtitah tasya prakritilinasya parasamaheshwarah purnamada purnamidam purnat purnamudachyate purnasya purnamadaya purnameva avasishyate. Om shanti shanti shantihi. Shri Gurubhyo Namaha. Harihi Om.